T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
Presented by Penn Medicine, we will not rest until it's done. I'm Denise Nakano, and here's what's happening. A passenger on a SEPTA bus was hit by a stray bullet in the Frankfurt section of the city early this morning. KYW's Tim Jimenez tells us the victim was just heading to work when gunfire changed everything.
The 35-year-old is recovering in the hospital. He's expected to physically recover after he was shot in the arm. In the meantime, Chief Inspector Scott Small says they're trying to figure out who fired this shot that left the victim wounded. Now, they do have an idea of the general area where it came from.
But according to SEPTA driver and some of the passengers, they heard at least one gunshot, maybe more, in the area of the 4,000 block of Tarsdale Avenue.
The bus was on the move there at about 3 in the morning when the shot went through the side of the bus where the victim was sitting, towards the middle. The driver then pulled over at Tarsdale Avenue and Orthodox Street. That's where medics went to help the victim and police started to investigate. There were 6 other passengers on board along with the driver. None of them were hurt.
Philly and SEPTA police are going through surveillance footage to try to figure out who the shooter is. To Colorado now, where the alleged gunman in the deadly shooting rampage inside an LGBTQ nightclub over the weekend is facing hate crime charges. 22-year-old Anderson Lee Aldrich is accused of killing 5 people and wounding 25 others when authorities say he opened fire inside Club Q in Colorado Springs. Back here, transgender individuals who lost their lives to targeted senseless violence were remembered at the Community College of Philadelphia. KYW Community Impact reporter Raquel Williams was there.
Kendall Stevens is a CCP alum, civil rights advocate, and trans woman. She recalled one of the worst days of her life.
When a group of transphobes burst into my home and beat me within a half inch of my life. This is the world that we're living in, where hate has run amok.
She also remembered transgender friends who lost their lives, as well as those who recently fell victim to senseless gun violence at an LGBTQ nightclub in Colorado Springs.
To have to worry about gun violence and someone barging in the door just because we're existing is not only upsetting, but also it's triggering for a lot of folks who have past trauma with anti-LGBTQ violence.
That's Vinnie Scarfo, coordinator of the Mark David LGBTQ Center at the Community College of Philadelphia.
It is making that space unsafe. It is making people feel that the only place where they can be themselves is no longer a safe space.
According to the Human Rights Council, 57 transgender people were fatally shot or killed last year alone. On campus, the transgender flag was raised with its pink, blue, and white stripes waving high alongside the American flag as gatherers observed a moment of silence. Raquel Williams, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Off-campus Temple housing seems to be a recent target of home invasions with 3 separate incidents under police investigation. With more on this, KYW's Nina Barati.
Not one, not two, but 3 recent home break-ins have several similarities, says Deputy Police Commissioner Frank Venor.
They all enter the same type of way, through a rear either sliding glass door, or they force a fence open, and then they enter through a door that's open in the rear, and they're present in the house when the victims are sleeping.
3 different households have experienced scary situations over the past couple of weeks, 2 on North 18th Street and 1 on North 15th Street. Many of the victims involved are Temple University students living off campus.
It's an environment where they know there's going to be laptops present, there's going to be phones present, and, you know, they're vulnerable.
Police say around 6:30 Monday morning, 2 men broke into a home. At least one of them was armed. A Temple student was one of the 4 people inside. A similar case happened on November 11th. Investigators say 2 men forced 11 people inside the home into a basement. And on November 9th, a similar move was made by 3 men with 3 other students. Investigators say none of the victims were physically harmed, but they're hoping surveillance can help identify their suspects.
They're brazen, it's obvious, and they're not afraid, and we see that a lot these days.
Nina Barati, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
A judge upheld third-degree murder charges against a Philadelphia woman accused of repeated abuse of a three-year-old who died in July. But as KYW's crime and justice reporter Kristen Johansson tells us, the social worker who was also charged no longer faces murder charges.
A doctor said three-year-old Hope Jones had 70% of her little body covered with injuries, contusions on her head, scars and bruises on her face, lips and chin, and forehead, broken ear cartilage, old and new broken ribs, bruises on her chest, stomach, and legs, and internal injuries, including a wounded pancreas. And she had significant weight loss. An officer called to the home on July 10th said he saw injuries all over the toddler's body and said when he was taking the child's legal guardian, Kiana Casey, to the hospital, she told him Jones fell down the stairs while chasing another kid. The child's social worker, Jindaya Mawusi, was in the home for a welfare visit an hour before the emergency responders were called to the home. Most of the hours-long hearing focused on Mawusi and reports she and her supervisor filed about the toddler's care. The defense argued that the other supervisors and doctors were not arrested and that there was no reason for Mawusi to face third-degree murder or involuntary manslaughter charges. In the end, the judge agreed but held the social worker on endangering the welfare of a child. Casey was held on third-degree murder. Kristen Johansson, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Both women face formal arraignment next month before they head to the trial phase of the case. That's the All Local. I'm Denise Nakano. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.